This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The G7 richest nations have reached a landmark deal to squeeze tax havens and back a minimum global corporate tax of 15% to end what the United States called a race to the bottom on global taxation. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
The G7 reached a landmark deal on Saturday to pursue higher global taxation on multinational businesses such as Google, Apple, and Amazon, and Facebook, which said it welcomed the deal and accepted this could mean it would pay more tax. The United States, Britain, and five other leading advanced economies agreed to back a minimum global corporate rate of at least 15% and for companies to pay more tax in the markets where they sell goods and services. It's a step that could raise hundreds of billions of dollars to help countries cope with the aftermath of the past year's economic turmoil. The deal was years in the making, and it also promises to end national digital services taxes levied by Britain and other European countries, which the United States says unfairly target U.S. technology giants.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Thousands of Hungarians demonstrated in Budapest Saturday against a plan by Prime Minister Viktor Orbán's government to build a campus of a top Chinese university in the city. Around 10,000 people marched through the Hungarian capital to protest the proposed Fudan University campus, which is scheduled for completion in 2024. According to a deal signed between Hungary and the Shanghai-based university's president, the campus, its first in Europe, would be a 500,000-square-meter complex. But the sprawling project has fed unease about Hungary's diplomatic tilt from west to east and its soaring indebtedness to China, and has sparked a diplomatic spat between